in Chicago, as we mentioned.
Are we still in the introduction, or we're...
No, we're not yet there.
Not yet there, okay.
I told you, it's a long selfie. We'll get there. A few interesting things along the way. In Chicago, a month or two ago, suddenly a shiner came up, as we just started to discuss last week. We have these lawyers, business partnerships, where there's Jewish partners and there's Goyish partners. And part of their contracts with their clients is that if you don't pay the fee by a certain time, then you're going to have to pay interest on it. Now the problem is, the Jews, with their own clients, they can take that clause out. The Goyim, with their clients, they're not going to take it out. And the rules of the business, that all the money comes in, is money due to the whole partnership, and everyone gets a share. So got a problem now. Got a Jew who's a partner, owner of the business, who is charging ribbons to another Jew through his partner called the Goy. How do we get around this issue? So we saw last week that as far as the secular law is concerned, a chevra, a company, has a certain status in their eyes. A corporation has a certain status in their eyes. What's their status? Based on the House of Lords in England, it came out, the Milton Sinsock speaks it out in just one line, Chevra hi ishiyot mishpatit api achuk. Fi secular law, a chevra, a business, is its own entity, separate from its shareholders and separate from the partners. There's an own entity by itself. If they are the government, if there's one Oshim Shein Balamot, separated by all the shareholders. That was the Chiddush of the House of Lords, which secular law has taken on.
Even if we didn't rely on that, and we said that, no, it's not, they can't make an agreement between them, the partners, and say, we're going to, let's say you make $1,000 worth of interest fees, that $1,000 goes exclusively to the guy, and I'll get an extra $1,000 from the revenue from our...
Very hard to do. Business. Very hard to do. Unforeseen, it's an unforeseen money that's coming. It's very hard to work out.
Shabbos is not similar things, Shabbos? Shabbos
is easy to handle with.
At least you know about what the amounts are.
Yeah. Now,
why did the Shabbos come up 2 months ago? It's been going on for decades.
It's been going on for decades. Just somebody woke up. Dinner. There's a whole tumult on the Shabbos. Now, England haven't even woken up. Okay. Now, do we in halacha recognize that? So there's an interesting Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik says the following words. In Yenachevra, the Fianira, what's the company? If his, the whole Bali Shuk is Hilva Kolechad Ve'echad is Menel Lecholachevra. It's the partners are lending money to the company. The Maharam Shuk Lecholachevra, and their money is, so to speak, has a lien on it to the whole company, but they're lending it to the company. Whatever the company decides, it's their business. And if the company decides to charge ribbons, it's not me, the partner doing it, it's the company doing it. So from those words, everyone points out, it seems to be the Maharam Shik, who's Machadish, before the House of Lords, came along in Halacha, there's such a thing as a separate entity called a company, and therefore there's no Issa Ribbis. Why is there no Issa Ribbis? Because I'm not lending rivers. The company. Is the company Jewish? No, the company's not Jewish. It's an inanimate object who has ownership over all this money, and it's making the decisions. So it's lending money with rivers. It's not Jewish. It has no issa to do it. I, a partner, I'm not the one who's lending. So Rav Sheik was machadish this before the hazard.
He's not the chalik between a corporation and a partnership?
No. Doesn't the chalik.
So chavra just means a company.
Yes. Now, Marshall,
if they're all Jewish,
according to this. Even if they're all Jewish.
What makes it a corporation?
We're going to analyze this. Yeah, there's going to be that. So Marshag obviously asked the question. I thought, what are you talking about? Eina meben loma yikor lof shem malva. Why are you calling you the partner a lender? Lemi hilfer. Who did you lend the money to? Hello hilfer ratla atu. You lend the money to yourself. You're the owner of the company. Zati poshet shein kam shum alva. There's no loan that's taking place. You put your money together, you club together. That's called partnership. Partnership, who are Jewish, who are lending out money. That's from a ribbis. Don't understand what you're talking about. So we have a machlokes in Mamshik. Mashak, is there something called a company which is his own identity and therefore has no issues of ribbis or not? It's not done such a thing. Do we recognize in Halacha the secular concept or not? So this week, we're going to analyze for a case, Maisa Shahoya. Is there any makar in Halacha, in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, to this concept which the Maharshi wants to take on, which seems to be also the second law, of a separate entity called Kampi?
In that case of the House of Lords, it was only one owner, or it was a...
His family.
But there were more than one person.
Yes. The Maisa Shahoya goes like this. Toshim Memches. Mrs. Cohen walks into a electrical appliance shop and puts down a few thousand shekels. Why? She's interested in buying two washing machines, two freezers, and two dryers. Okay? But the very unusual condition says, I'll give you all the money now. I don't want you to supply them to me. I want you to supply them to me at my request when my two children get married. Whenever one gets married, you supply one of these items, each one of these three items. And when the second child gets married, you supply another.
She's locking in the price for delivery.
Yeah, okay. We'll get into any ribbis issues on that. Okay, there's ways easy to get that. So, that was in Tovshin Memches. In Tovshin Nun Vov, she walks into the shop and says, Mazel Tov, my second son just got married. The first one already went, and that was okay. Now Tovshin Nun Vov, she's getting to the second child.
The first one already got the
appointment. Yeah, and says, look, Tovshin, the second one, I want you to supply the items. So the guy there says, yes, Mrs. Cohen, I've got bad news for you. The business went broke. She looks around and says, looks like the same shop to me and the same people, the same appliance where the business got broke. Said, the company goes down and opens up again. And back opened up under a different name, under a different company. Your deal was with the previous company, not with us.
The same people.
Yeah, same people. Same place, same shop, same appliance.
It's not just her, it's all the other lenders, all the other people okay. Kind of on the old company that can't collect.
So now we're in Basin. Now we're in Basin. And the claim is, hey, that's a fulfilled the deal. He says, no, it wasn't me. I didn't take the money. The company took the money. I'm not the company.
Was it a corporation? I'm not sure if it matters. Was it a corporation? What do we know?
It wasn't a corporation.
It was not a corporation.
Even if it wasn't, he filed for bankruptcy. He's protected.
Yeah.
Isn't that the way
bankruptcy
works?
Let's work out.
Bankruptcy is not a law profession.
Right, it's a law thing.
Okay, let's see. So let's start this, the silence. So it seems to be, totally on this Marshak, maybe Marshak is a separate entity called a company. And you didn't do buy for me, you bought for the company. I was just... the shareholders of the company, but not the company. Oh, I'm the guy. I'm still around. You made the deal with me, not the company. That's the easy shine. Same thing as shine.
Well, it's not necessary. If it
could be,
it's not necessarily totally in that, because even if you say there's a company here, we're dealing with a bankruptcy, and Halakha doesn't recognize bankruptcy.
Fine, we'll get on to bankruptcy. We go bankruptcy. Okay. Yeah. Now, the Gemara in the Dorim says like this. There's a Mishnah over there. I'm going to analyze this. Number three. Hari Alecha Cherem. Somebody says, there's a Cherem upon you. Hamoda Osa, then obviously you Reuven saying to Shimon, there's a chayim on you. That means Shimon, you can't have any benefit from my items. Anything that belongs to me, you can't have any benefit. It works. Number three. Hari Allah Khairim, if he says, I make myself upon me a chayim, me Reuven makes a chayim upon Shimon, that means that means me Reuven can't have any benefit from Shimon. So I can either make my items also for you to benefit from, anything that I own, or I can make anything that you own also for me. Okay?
I can make my items also to you.
Yes, and I can make myself also to your items. If he says, Hari Alecho and Ve'et Alai, if he says, upon me and upon you, Shnei Moser. Both of us have a chayim, it means you can't benefit from me, and I can't benefit from you, we're both Moser. Chak is an issa derives of us the benefit because there's a, something called a neder, chayim. Now, even so, even we're both Moser to benefit from each other, this at the last line of the mission. Shneiem mutorim b'dova oli bodel. They're still allowed, both of them, to have benefits from something called Oli Bovel. What's Oli Bovel? You should ask the question. A is a double Oli Bovel. What do you mean Oli Bovel? Go to Ha-Habais. Both of them are allowed to go to Ha-Habais. Vahabar Shabem Sederef. And also the well, which is on the path for the Oli Bovel. They can also have benefit from that well.
Well, it doesn't belong to either of them. Why should it be?
Now, what's the Mishnah saying? And what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Mishnah says, both of them are also to have any benefit from each other. Nevertheless, from Ha-Habayis they can have benefits, and from the well on the path to Ola Roglaim they can have benefits. What's the Mishnah trying to tell us with this Chiddush?
Maybe you can't play mitzvahs. So, even if my item is...
Whose item is what? Where's the whose item?
It doesn't matter. Just give me an example. This is my well, and you need to use my well against...
Well, don't give yourself. Talk about the Mishnah. Ha ha bias and the well which is there set up.
Reuven owns the well on the way to his property.
Who owns Ha ha bias?
Everyone.
Nobody. Everybody. Somebody. Hashem. Who owns Ha ha bias?
Nobody owns it.
Definitely not the Arabs. So what do you say? Chelek of one of the Shottim, but does it, the Harabias belong to everybody, or does it belong to this one of the Shottim, or belongs to nobody?
Based on this, sounds like
nobody.
The fact that Mishnah needed to say this exception is something that belongs to all of us. Saying, by the way, even though you
own
Harabias,
that's a good way of thinking. You're back home. That's a good way of thinking. The Mishnah's trying to say, we're both bosses to each other, but nevertheless, you can have Harabias, you can go there. What it tries to imply, the Harabias, you would think, because we made the most offers to each other, maybe a Harabias should be also. No, you can go. So it implies that Harabias, we had certain ownership in it, but still you can go. The question is why you can go. If we had certain ownership, then Taka, we should be also. Why Taka can you go? Is it because you're wrong, we don't have ownership? Or is it because, even so, even though we had ownership, you can still go? What's Bishat and why go?
Why is Rosa business? We consider it a separate entity.
No, because I making a nether can't prevent you from something you're already entitled to.
Of course I can. If it's mine.
You're not entitled to me. You're entitled to the well and you're entitled to our body.
If I have ownership of an item, I can say it's no longer able for you to be used.
Because I was never entitled to it.
Well, you're entitled to your bit.
I don't have a bit in there.
I have a bit, you have a bit. Everyone's a bit. What's
I don't have a bit. We both own something in partnership. You can't be mother.
Oh, you're not true. Says the Mishnah, everything's also except for this Ola Bovel. Does it say partnerships to Ola will be mutter? Partnerships will also be also. The only thing is mutter.
You could be mother Hanam, my chelik of a partnership?
No, my chelik could be also for you.
Fine, yes. So I can't drink your water, but I can drink the other 9 million parts of water.
Then what's the chelik of the Mishnah? Okay, so let's see. Says the Ran. Mutarim b'dava sholei bava. They can have the Harabais. Why? Shehefkirin ola bava l'chol Yisrael. They made it hefker to the whole of Klal Yisrael.
That means it's just around it.
They made it hefker to the whole Klal Yisrael.
No.
So what does that mean? Ha-ha-bais has ownership or no ownership? Hefka means it's ownerless. No one owns it. If no one owns it, of course you can go there. I can't have any benefit, says the run, something that you own. Ha-ha-bais? It belongs to me? No, it doesn't. It's hefka. So I'm not having benefit from you. That's the run. Says the Rambam. There's the Rambam, and then we'll discuss. There's the Rambam. Mutalim b'davashem b'shutfis kol Yisrael. You, even although, similar to what you're saying, Matis, even although we're partners in this, whole Taiso are partners in Harbais. We're all partners. We all own it. But you're allowed to have benefits. You can't affect that ownership, use of it, even though you're partners. Going Harbais, what's the example where we're all partners? Harbais were partners. Hazaras, the Zara of the Beis Hamikdash, we're also partners. Habesh, Shevet Sedech, in the world, in the middle part, we're all partners. We're all partners. So, since we're all partners, you may think you can make it osa, like you can make osa anything that I own. Even in partnership, you can make osa if we have a private partnership of what I own. But if we're a whole of clients to our partnership, we're still partners and you still can use it. Now, what's going on here? What's the machlokus of the Ran and the Rambam? Rambam says you can use it because no one owns it. And the Rambam says you can use it because everybody owns it. Bunch of extremes. What's the machlokus? And what's beside the Rambam? Why, Taka? A private partnership, you can't have use of it. But if the whole Klai Yisrael partners, then you can. What's the difference? What's the difference of a partnership of a whole Klai Yisrael and a private partnership? Private partnership, Taka, you're awesome. Oh, guys, so you can use it. What's the difference? Yes?
Ron would say you can't have a separate entity called a corporation or called a business, and therefore, if you were to acknowledge that we're all partners, the issue would still apply because it's still the same person. It's still you and still human. And the Ramah, some would say, you could have a separate entity when you combine people together, all of a sudden it's not the Yafid anymore, it's now a group, a separate vehicle, and therefore the Isra of the benefit of the Shimon is not affected.
You say in your regular Shifkat, the Ramah would be not affected.
Sounds like it. Like the
well, then we'll have to describe it. Let's get past the first stage before we get into the regular shutfis. Okay. So, Tuli is saying something very good. The second time tonight. Three times in the Sechosok. He's saying, well, we've got a machlokas here. Rav says, the only way out is if it's no one owns it, that's why you can use it. He says, Rav, no. It belongs to everybody, then you can still use it. Says, what's going on? So there's a sefer called Yerushas HaPleitza who brings down a Rogachoga. A Rogachoga, and he quotes a Rogachoga, he said he saw this Rogachoga written in a pamphlet in a shul that he was visiting in Poland. We don't have this actual wording, which he brings down to us. So something rare that the Rogachoga said, and now we can hear what he has to say. This is what the Rogachoga is machadish. A big chiddush. B'inyan Sibor, Mahu. I have a question, says the Rocker Chocker. What does Sibor mean? What does a cloud mean? Yeah, Sibor. What does it mean? What's the word mean? In halachic status. Yeah. So yes, I've got two ways to learn. Aleph. Imurak Kevilas Abratim. Maybe it's just Sibur is just a lot of individuals together. For example, Kehila Shenikra Sibur. A Kehila is called a Sibur. Shinitar Mekoch Rabbi Michid. How do you create a Kehila? You have lots of individuals. Shadorim Shom together, who live together. In Kehila, lo habi inyan Sibur Rak Tfilas Echidim. So what's Sibur? Just a lot of individuals together. She shot with over, decides to get together and make partnership together. But there's still lots of individuals. Lots and lots and lots of little individuals. Nipsa Ms the Etsen Dover Lonishtanikar. So what's the difference between a single guy, a partner or Sibyl? There's no difference. A single guy is just one guy. A partner is two guys. A Sibyl is hundreds of one guys together. Nothing's really changed. But it's the same thing, it's just more of them together. So maybe Sibbo is just lots and lots of Yichidim together. We'll get to the Moshul soon. We'll see what he says to him. That's one side of the coin. Otilma, base, or the other side of the coin. Ayadei hishtap for some yachat. When you make a Sibbo together, be'emes nishtana gam etzimazova, now you're not the same as you were by yourself. The rabbim are not like a yochid. Not at all. So he's got two sides of the coins. Is the sibul lots of individuals together, or is the sibul a new entity? Not one individual. Now let's see his moshul in order to really chap what he's saying. That's a very interesting moshul. Vehesba hatova. I give you a hesba. The moshul is a moshul. In notes in melech b'mayim, if you add salt to water, what's going to happen? No, Tully, what happens when you add salt to water? What's
it
now?
It's salt water.
Hamelech nimos, the salt dissolves. V'nas l'mayim, it comes like into water. V'gam mayim kibotam melech, and the water gets now flavor of salt. In kenadai shneim heima nimtzor et bodom. You can still say they're still in the world. The water's there, the salt's there. I can taste both of them. Nothing really changed, just they're together. Make a shchinim yoshim yachid, like neighbors together. But kolecha nishma b'chein, they're just affecting each other, but they're still individuals. Much like our politicians around here. Political parties are lots of little individuals chasing after themselves, their own interests, and they just happen to be together. Including the Haredi parties. As we carry on, what's the other side of the Moshul? Avol yesh hakov acheret. There's another type of mixture. Fushos and shneid zavorim. You take two things. Nisaru, you mix them up. Potzi adaitavos. What happens out of mixing it up? Dovah chotos something new. Vuberi chadoshes, something that never existed. Vashay minim arishonim. And those two items she mixed together, both the machines don't exist anymore. They don't exist, they're not in the world. So you either can have the definition of a sibul, which lots of individuals which happen to affect each other, but they're still individually unique. Or sibul is, they have mevatled themselves the gamri to what they were. It's got new entity called a sibul, which is not a new bria, which never existed. And that's the two sides of the coin of what's a sibul. Says the Sefer Shoshana Sapleita, that Gufa, the Machlokas, the Ran and the Rambam, what's the definition of Sibul? Says the Ran, what does the Ran say? Let's help finish this off. What does the Ran hold? According, which side of the coin does the Ran hold? There are lots of individuals. So if there's lots of individuals, and I say you're also on my part, so they've got a problem. How can you go to Harbais? So the only way to allow her bias is, it has to be a hefker. We make a hefker. Okay. According to the Rambam, what does Rambam learn? That you don't, it's a new entity, you don't need to make a hefker. The reason why you're allowed to use it, because it's not me anymore. Something new, a bria chadasha. A sibul is a bria chadasha. So here, we seem to be saying that the machlokas of the ma'am shik, or ma'am shak, of whether a such a thing in halacha of creating a company of lots of partners together and saying it's a new bria, nothing to do with the shareholders, or no, you're still the same old guys, seems to be there is room in halacha to say it comes from this machlokas Ran and Rambam. The Ran says there's such a, no such thing. You can be thousands of people together, whole Klai Yisrael together, you're still just the same, lots of Klai Yisrael. Therefore, there's no such thing as a new bria, no such thing, therefore, of concept of a chevra being a separate entity. You're just the same old thing. But the Rambam would say, no, if there's such a way of creating something called, we're all individuals together, and we're no longer individuals, we're a new something called entity altogether. Seems a bit, there's room to say, that's the mark workers.
Indicating, and so he says there's something new, something new, only in this unique taste or exposure.
Oh, so we have to see where to, but at least there is something there. Can we extend it further? Correct. Maybe we can't extend it, maybe we can extend it further. We have to develop that when we go next time. We come together ourselves. Come together.
The Duran can't possibly mean literally half care, or I would just go and possess the Harbais myself.
Oh, good question. Maybe yes, maybe no. Your question, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. We have to, you've got to ask a good question. You're asking a good question. Here. We'll ask a good question. We'll see whether that's a problem or not. At the moment we're saying the Rad says the only way, Hefka, is literally Hefka. Got a technical problem, Rad is growing up. So okay, so somebody take it over. And the Rambam say, no, it's not Hefka, not the whole case, and what's the box of the answer? You actually, Eric's pointing out, who says that maybe it's only a whole case, who says you can do that by paper. So maybe we can extend it, maybe not, we also have to. But at least we seem to have such a concept in our locker, but only with the Rambam. Now, who is the halacha like? The Rambam or the Ran? So, let us bring our third shayla tonight. What's our third shayla? A shayla from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Did I write it down on the page?
Yeah.
No, there's shaylas. The shayla. Oh. The shayla from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's us. The United States of America owns certain factories. In these days, don't know about nowadays, everything's private. And these factories make certain Caleb. If I buy from that factory, do I have to do Tzvilas Caleb? We know you buy a car, a Caleb from a Goy, you have to do Tzvilas Caleb. Do I have to make Tzvilas Caleb on buying a Kaili from a factory owned by the state? That was the Shaila asked to remission.
Similar Shaila was a company where you own shares, where Jews own shares in the company?
Bechara. So the base of the Shaila is the fact that a state-owned factory is it its own entity by itself, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Tzvilas Caleb, maybe. So he's going from a goy, not from an inanimate object called the company or the state.
But does it depend on who owns it or who actually makes the kli?
Who owns it?
Who owns it?
Who owns it?
If a goy works for a Jew to make kalim, he don't have
then
to.
Then it's okay.
Then you don't have to.
It means a pol yom. If he's not a pol yom, there's a shayla he has kinyonim because umen kinyonim is shvakli. But that's a different thing. Okay. Now, let's see what Rav Moshe says. And from what Moshe says, you can work out how he's learning the Ram and the Rambam. Let's see inside. Says the Rav Moshe Feinstein, number 6. Ein Shom Baran. Look at the Ram, which we just read. Shom Shef Keira, Lecho Yisrael. Now, before you're looking, tell me. Rav Moshe says it depends on the Ram or the Rambam. So, without looking, what would the Ran say, and what would the Rambam say in his Shaila?
Well, the Ran.
What would the Ran say?
Well, I don't know. If you have a
shit,
if you have a
shit
of a Jew and a guy,
need to be the scalem or not to be the scalem?
If you have a shit of a Jew and a guy,
factory by goy, factory of the state.
If the factory is owned by Jews and goyim, would that mean you have to make tefillah or you don't?
Then you have to make tefillah.
You do. I guess the Ran would say you have to be Tovah.
The Ran would say you have to be Tovah. Why?
Because it's owned by Jews and Goyim.
What did the Ran say?
That each person is. That there's no entity. It's
what
a,
did the Ran say? What did he say by Har HaBayis?
It's a bunch of individuals.
What did he say?
The
Mafkir. Okay. Okay. So no, what would he now say by the state-owned company?
It's certainly not Hefker, but it's owned by a bunch of individuals, and some of them are Jewish and some of them are not.
And therefore,
you have to be told.
So what would the Rambam say?
The Rambam would say, well, wait a minute. No, it's neither a Jew nor a guy that made the kli, so it would not be Chayiv and Tzvila.
You say Moonbeck Chayav Gevurah. Let's see the Moshe. I think you're right. Ein Shom Baran. The Rav says, Harabayas, you can go Mishum Sheif Kiru. Because it's odorless. Hefka L'chol Yisrael, Kadei Shlo Rachel Osir. In order that everyone can become Osir, it's Hefka. Masha Beloze. If it wouldn't be for Hefka, Gam Shutzen Zuchol Medina, then it would be a partnership with all the members of the country of the United States of America. Including Goyim. Nashu Gabbalim. L'chein Gam Bekan. So here also, Kiven Shein Hefka. So obviously these Kalim are not Hefka. The state did not make it Hefka. Shach Chol Medina belongs to the whole United States of America. You have to do Tzvias Kalim because there's Goyim there. Avo Meloshon Rambam. But the Rambam, because the Mutzer and Badover, you can go to Harbais because Shem Shuk is Chol Yisrael, because your Shuk is Chol Yisrael. It's Mutzer. Masher is Medina. That is Masher Medina that you're considered, even without Hefka, it's considered not under your ownership. Even if it belongs to you, it's not under your ownership. No, not because you have Hefka. So therefore it seems to be that by Tzvilas Kalim, a state-owned company, it belongs to the whole of the United States of America. It means it belongs to no one in the United States of America as owners. It's called United States of America Company, which is not a goy. It's a company. A company which is not a goy. It's not a Jew. It's not a goy, Jew. So therefore, when you buy something which from a Kali, which is not a goy, as long as it's not a goy, it's definitely not a goy, it's not a Jew either, then you don't need to do it to his Kali. It's a robot. A robot made it. So that's what the Moshe wants to say. Tolly. Okay. So we see from there, but clearly he's learning the Ran is literally Hefka. Got your question is a technical question, okay, but we'll have to analyze it. So, we have therefore, all our shilas are down to this. Whether you can learn, it seems to be, can you learn ribbis? Depends whether you're an entity by itself or you're members of the partners or not. Second shila, can you say, well, my company went broke and therefore I don't owe you anything. You bought these fridges, your freezers and everything. Well, the company who you bought, and they don't exist anymore, nothing to do with me. Even though you were the owner of the shares of the company, doesn't make a difference. Depends on this machlokas. And again, Tzvilas Kalim seems to be at the end of the machlokas. So let's see who seems to be the halacha. Now I'm going to bring you a Gemara in Megillah. And this Gemara in Megillah is a proof to one of the sides. You tell me which side it's a proof to. Gemara Mina says that. B'nei ir shemochu rechova sh'ir. The town are allowed to sell their streets. But they got limitations what they can buy with the money. With the money, they can buy Beis HaKnesses. They can buy a shul. Well, that has Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses, if they sell a shul, Lokhan Teva, they can only use the money to buy an Aron HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, oh, Beis HaKnesses, you mean if you sell a shul, Look at Tevi, you can buy on Kodesh. It means you can sell shoes. You can sell a shoe. He says you can sell a shoe. Just you have to use the money for on Kodesh. So Omar Ashur Badachmeini, Omar Rabbi Yochan says, Lo Shona El Beis HaKnesses Shofar. When can you sell it? If it's a Beis HaKnesses of a small town. Aba Beis HaKnesses Shokrochim, but a Beis HaKnesses is shoe belonging to a big town. Kiven de ma'alma osile lo motzim azabine. Since that's open to the public, from out everywhere, havine de rabbin. It belongs to the public.
That. This is open to the public or the public funded it?
No. De ma'alma osile, it's for the public, open to the public. You can't sell it because it belongs to the public. So what's this Gemara saying? It's saying something called there's a shul which you can't sell. Why? Why can't you sell a shul? What does the Gemara say? It says why you can't sell a shul? Why can't you sell a shul? Says the Gemara. Because it belongs to the public. No. So what's the Gemara implying by saying because it belongs to the public you can't sell it? What's it saying?
By selling.
Well, why can't everybody just get together? Like,
right?
Well, what if they are? The whole city gets together. What?
Which means they must be individuals. Which means they must treat them as not as a corporation.
So we've got three options. Are there lots of individuals? Is it a separate entity by itself? Or is it Hefka? So which three is it? Lots of individuals.
If it was a new entity, you could have fine have both majority rules and have the board operate. That is the average. But if every individual has the permission of every single individual is not practical to get every single person in the whole rabbi.
New entity, like the Kfar is also a new entity. There's no line of demarcation on the number.
Well, we have to see what it means, Kfar is a new, why it's different. But we're discussing here the big town. You can't sell it because it belongs to the public. What stops you selling because it belongs to the public? Now, is it? Could it be Hefker?
Hefker, no. Hefker means anybody can sell it.
Everyone can take it if it's Hefker, yes?
So
it's not Hefker. It belongs to the public, yeah. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, you can only sell face Knesset Shokran. I will show Krochim, but if it counts, have they base the Knesset to Rabin, belongs to the public. But the public are all owners. The members of the city are not the only owners. So,
not practical that each person is.
Who else besides the B'nai Ha'ir go to this shul?
It's open for the whole world. You come into town, I can go there.
Oh, and I become a Baalim because I...
Because they gave it over to the shul, so it, the public, it belongs to the whole public. Who does that fit in more? The Rambam or the Ran?
No, the Rambam.
The Rambam or the Ran?
The Rambam. you're Chazaka.
No,
it's
a new chassid. It would be a problem. If he said it was a new chassid, then...
No, hold on. What did the Ran say? Public. If I give something over to the public, what am I doing? Says the Ran. What's the case of the Mishnah and the Nedarim? What am I giving over to the public over there? Harabais. So the Harabais are giving over to the public. What do those words mean, Harabais, when they give it over to the public? And the words translate according to the Ran. What does it translate? According to the Ran, what is it translate? It means when I give something over to the public's use, it means it's Hefker. Yes? So over here, it says, I'm giving over this shul for the whole public, whoever they are. So what the word should come out, what does that mean according to the Ran? Should be Hefker. And if it's Hefker, would there be a problem in selling it? No. So therefore, does it fit with the Ran?
No,
it doesn't fit with the Ran. So therefore, we see from this Gemara that when you give something to the whole public, whether it's a shul or whether it's hard bias, the whole kaito have, it doesn't mean hefka, it means they all belong, own it. They all own it. That's the Rambam. When you give over to the whole kaito, that means the whole kaito own it. That's the right for the Rambam from this Gemara. The Mela, it should come out, the Halacha, that the Rambam is correct. In understanding that the definition of when you give over to the whole public is it's a new entity by itself. Because otherwise, how if we own it, if we own it, then how can, if I make a nazir, how can you enter? Must be, I still own it, but you can still enter, even though I own it, must be because it's a new entity. And if you go over the whole kaisho, we all own it. But that means I can't make it now also. Why? It must be a new entity.
I mean, the Ron says that the Yaakov went out of
but
the way.
But this only Rashi.
Why? Because
they
didn't say that in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, something you give over to the whole of Klal Yisrael, but that's what the case of Harbai says the Ron, that means Hefka.
Or
so that if so, exactly the same case in Megillah. When I give over to Klal Yisrael this shul, it should mean I'm making Hefka the shul. And the Gemara says, no, you're not, because you not can't sell it. Misbeen. As the Gemara implies, and Rashi speaks out, it belongs to the whole Kaisa. That means that whenever you give something over to the Kaisa, that's what happens. It belongs to the whole Kaisa. If so, why can't you make an Osir? Must be like the Rambam says. When you give something to the whole Kaisa, it's a new entity. Arise to the Rambam. If so, therefore, tefillas kelim should come out with Rav Moshe's shaila. Should be no problem. You don't have to do tefillas kelim if you buy it from a company that belongs to the United States somewhere. Because it's ongoing. It's a separate entity by itself. And therefore, maybe we can extend that concept into our company thing. If there's such a thing in halacha, maybe we can actually now try and see if we can extend it, depending on where we can apply a lot. That'll be next time we have how you define this. So that's what should come out. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says no. Now you have to tell me why not. What? About his case, which he was asked about buying a keli, an item from the United States of America factory. No. It needs tefillah. Why?
Well, first of all, Ron might argue on Rashi.
You're saying it's germane to Klal Yisrael, this concept?
I'd say you give it a festival. The Ramosha says, yeah, you got a proof that the halacha is like the Rambam, same. But after Pekin, you still need to do Tevilas Kelim. Why? The halacha is like the Rambam, no Tevilas Kelim. No. The goy makes tuma. If no goy, there's no tuma.
Because you can't have a tzibur comprised of both cheese and oil. Oil and water. They can't be a tzibur.
It may define itself Jewish, but it's not a living item.
But it can't be a combined entity because you can't combine Jews and Goyim.
It can't combine Jews and Goyim. So forget the Jews, just the Goyim.
Well, then it's Goyim.
No, it's not. It's Goyim who clubbed together
and
they created something called entity, United States of America, which it hasn't got here to be the
same. But you can't forget the Jews because they're a part.
They're part of it.
But it's not one thing. You can't call it one thing.
I didn't
even want to. I mix oil and water. I can't say forget the oil because it's in the bottle. And I can't mix them because they're together.
Maybe it states more like a shariah as opposed to a company.
Why?
They represent the people.
Uh-huh.
You elected those your fish, you're electing them to represent you and to do things for you.
Well, so
let us give another clue, a big clue. We read a Rambam, not the Sefer Hayat Rambam, but the Pirush HaMishnayos Rambam in the Torah. There he adds a few words which changes everything. Number 9. Be'inyan Shadova Dova Sha'olababu. What's this Olababu? Who are Dova Hashuta V'chol Ola Harekel. That passes it to everybody who does Ola Gaim. Who much is it? The Fi She'elu Ap Api Shabonim Osa Motim Alemam Koy Yisrael. Because even although they spent money, it's for the whole of Koy Yisrael. V'yesh, the kol echot mehem kinyan. Every one of Klal Yisrael has an ownership. Ela shehu mu'at. But it's very small. Ma'od. It's very, very small. V'ein choshen lo. And therefore, we don't care about it. So what is he saying? The Mishnah said, I make a nate on you, you make a nate on me, we make it together, we're both also with each other. But you can still go to the Harabais. Why? Because it's Ola Bavel. Says the Rambam Mishnah, so what? But you're still owners. Everyone has ownership. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you all have ownership. Why?
Not bottle, it's just...
Doesn't say Yisurim, it doesn't say anything, it just says
it's one in a million parts.
Very, very small, since you're very, very small, ain't choshin.
I'm drinking that one part.
He's not saying it's a new entity. Good, what's he saying? Very good. There's no such Rambam that says that with such a thing as a new entity. Even when your whole civil, whole class together, you're still thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of little individuals together now. And you're still, I said, why can't I make you awesome? I can't make you awesome, even though I am there still. I'm still there. I can't make you awesome because I'm too small. I'm too small, I can't make you awesome. So I'm there. So Sai Naran, Bob says, even a Sibur is a lot of individuals, and not you can see millions together. They're together. What's that argument? The fact that you're small means I can't make you also, or no, you still can make you also, and I have to make you a Hefka. That's a Makkuk. But they agree the actual status of a Sibur is not a new entity, it's thousands of millions of individuals together. No such thing as a new entity. Mela says to Moshe Feinstein, Yosef Mustabah, the show Shach said in Tevilah. We can't say by Tevilah that you don't make Tevilah's Kalim. Neither do they actually show Yechidim Alav, even though we're saying they're so small, Makom Hashem Klal HaMidina Alav. We still got, at the end of the day, it's the United States of America, with lots of millions of people in it. Bekimin Shekal HaMidina Heim Nochri, and since the Medina is mostly Goyim, Hainitsha Shekal HaMidina. So therefore, the Kli, at the end of the day, is a Goyish Kli, because you've got millions of going there. You call the Mehem Yisrael, therefore when you buy from Yisrael, Ha'inechus Mevushus, Anochim Yisrael, Sheyesh Lezorach Tefillah, after the Rambam. So therefore, even you hold like the Rambam, that you're minute. Okay, you're minute, but the Goyim out the majority. So for sure, it's at least called a Goyish Kli, even if it belongs to the United States of America, it's millions of people together, but majority of them are going, so it's a Goyish Keli. A Goyish Keli needs to be the... So at this stage, we're holding, there's no such source for the Maram Shik. What? Yes, we're a bracha. So as we see from here, there's no such source now in Halacha for the concept of creating a new entity. Even if you're millions together, you're still individuals together. Still lots case, of individuals.
If you have, let's say, 99 Goyish lawyers and one Jewish lawyer, you can say...
Next time we meet together, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll try and find another source for the Maharam Shik. We'll try and understand another source of Mamshik, and then see if we do find another source, where we can apply it. At the moment, we haven't got, all we discovered this week is you have to do Tevilas Kalim, even from Kalim, which you buy from United States America Company. That's what we discovered this week. Next week? No, 2 weeks' time.